Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following documents and recordings are the seventh installment in a compilation detailing the events of the archaeological team sent to Base Camp Piedra, consisting of Dr. Carito Ureta, Lucas Criado, Ava Olivia Moreno, Dr. Josefa Guerrero, Simon Hall, and Dr. Xiao Liu. Following the previous installment, Mr. Criado and Dr. Guerrero deem the path back to the site safe for travel following the ice or rock fall that shook the mountain the previous night. In the winter months, snowstorms and rainfall in the Patagonian ice fields can drastically affect the landscape. Worsened by heavy winds, such storms can reduce visibility and lead to glacial calving, ice collapses, and avalanches. During these conditions, travel is not advised. The White Vault. The following is a recording on Mr. Hall's smartphone. The file was auto-saved to the camp backup.
Hey, Rainy. Ugh, man, do I miss you. You would not believe the crazy shit we have to deal with up on this mountain. Oh yeah, so, you know what I hate? Yeah, bugs. You know what came flying out of the cave site when we found the first door? You guessed it. Bugs. I didn't get bit, but the other students here did. And by other student, I mean, well, doctoral candidate. And someone with more experience than me in Patagonia with Spanish and with mountain climbing. Seriously, I would say it feels like imposter syndrome, but it's more like a constant feeling of inadequacy. I'm working on it. We'll talk about it later.
Hey, Simon, move your feet. I need that box. I have to try the radio.
Yeah, sorry. There. See you out there in a minute. Last night, it started to snow. And this didn't feel like snow back in Pittsburgh. This had something majestic to it. So first, the air starts booming and crackling. And our guide tells us it's ice falling off a glacier or something. And when we step outside, it's snowing. And it is black out here. No light pollution. But we have this heavy fog. So it's like being shrouded in the dark with static falling in front of you. I have some videos and some photos. I'll show you when I get back.
Hey, Simon?
In here!
Have you seen Dr. Ureta?
No. Sorry. If I see her, I'll tell her you're looking.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's gonna be a busy few days. I know for a fact Professor Guerrero's going to have me in some tiny dark cave crawling with bugs. This was supposed to be outside on the mountainside, but... well, I do have a lot of new spaces to capture with the 360 camera, so... I could end up spending most of the day on that, for sure. I'll have to come back. Once you see the pictures, you'll get it, right? This place could start my whole career. How do you feel about a honeymoon to Patagonia? Speaking of which, what do you want as a souvenir? You can't actually tell me, so I'll have to come up with something. Odds are you're getting a llama keychain from the guy selling them on a cart outside the airport. It's cheesy, but it's cute. Oh, maybe another one for your little sister. Yeah. Yeah. I told you about the fog. Or I will, but the fog stops the helicopter from coming to pick us up, and we haven't found the satellite phone. That's why I haven't called, by the way. I will call the moment we find it, or after Lucas calls the helicopter. Man, I wish I had more experience with Spanish. Being here has helped a lot, but damn, when I said I was proficient enough for this, I forgot how fast people talk, and the accents. But if I'm going to work this place for the next 5 years, well, I'll be bilingual by the end.
Hey, Simon, we can't find Dr. Ureta. We're heading up to the cave to check.
I'll head up that way with Dr. Leo in a few minutes.
Okay, keep an eye out for her. Ears, too. It's hard to see in this fog.
Will do. See you up there. Check the cameras when you get up there, too. Professor had me set them up to watch the statues again. Just make sure they're not broken.
Yeah.
Okay, things are picking up around here, so I'll get back to this later. I know I can't send you these videos yet, but you'll see them later. Remember, we got this. I love you.
The next recording comes from the camera set up to watch the statue within the cave. This camera remained operational through most of the night, only falling over several minutes after this clip. The other camera set up outside the cave to watch the exterior statue fell over approximately 10 minutes before this clip. In the video, it is still dark and the sun has not risen. Because of this, little can be visually distinguished. At one point, something can be seen moving slightly in the hours just after midnight. This clip is from the early morning hours and contains the only useful audio sections.
¿Hay alguien allí? Sé que hay alguien ahí. Tus enormes pies son demasiado ruidosos como para que te andes escondiendo. Oh, it's you. Yes, I wanted to see the sight again. I'll be down in a moment.
The following was recorded later that morning, after the team hiked up to the cave. It is from the same camera as the previous entry.
He's doing it again.
He's just... I don't know. Singing. Leave him be.
Yeah. Fine.
Looking at the statue, though, I haven't seen any stone like that in the mountain.
It's not naturally occurring here, or at least not in great quantities. I haven't seen any exposed. What do you think it is?
I'm not sure. They're black, have a shine, maybe some kind of obsidian or hematite or... I don't know geology, but what I am interested in is how they got here. They might have been carved elsewhere, then transported up the mountain. Or the solid rock was transported and carved once it arrived. Either way, we're looking at a complex system required to pull tons of rock up a steep mountain in a population able to sustain and demand such work.
So you're thinking of some kind of Stonehenge situation?
I guess. I don't know where she could have gone to. What if she fell somewhere?
Dr. Urettas doesn't seem like the kind of person to just... I think we'll find her soon. Once the professor gets back, we'll start looking down the western tunnel. And Lucas is going to look down the mountain once the fog lightens a bit.
The fog doesn't seem to be lifting and the snow isn't going anywhere. Lucas should be looking now, not later. What is he doing?
Again? Lucas, stop! You're gonna damage the statue!
Get the 360 camera set up. I'll go talk to him. Hey, Lucas? You have to stop touching the statues. They're in great condition, and we'd like to keep them that way.
Quando você vê, te vê também. Você a conhece, ela te conhece também.
Lucas?
Você a conhece, Ava. Você conhece.
Lucas, I know you speak English, so stop messing around.
You know it. When you see it... Oh, come on, Ava. Say it! You know
Let
it!
Let me the fuck go right
Lucas,
now!
What the hell?
She knows! She said it!
You have 3 seconds.
Let her go. Help!
But you know it! I know you do!
Get the fuck out of here and go look for Carito!
Ava!
Oh, Simon, are you okay?
No! Ow! God! No! No! Something in my foot! Ow!
Okay, don't look and take some deep breaths.
It hurt. What happened? Huh? Oof,
okay. That's a problem.
Ay, carajo. Esto se ve mal.
Mal? Okay, I understand mal. Mal is bad. What's wrong? No, don't touch it. Is it bugs?
Profesora,
is it bugs?
¿Puedes traer primeros auxilios? No creo que será fácil bajarlo de esta montaña.
Sí, ahora mismo regreso.
Simon, try not to move your leg or ankle. Just lie down and don't move. And no, it's not bugs.
Oh, okay, not bugs. Good. Oh, that's good, good. What's wrong? Tell me, because it hurts.
So you fell in the nest.
God, I know that part!
Yes, okay, but the nest was covering up some stuff. Debris. And when you fell on it, it hurt you pretty bad. On the upside, we may have found some organic matter to test. If it weren't contaminated.
Just tell me!
You fell on a broken bone. And it went through your ankle, just above
through?
Your foot.
But...
Yes, so don't move it. Professor Guerrero went to get the kit.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, shit. So you know what you're doing.
Do you speak Spanish?
Agarré todo lo que me pareció útil. ¿Dónde está Lucas?
Lucas is the one who pushed me.
Okay, all right. I can do this, or I can try. I can at least wrap it up. Maybe splint it?
Do we remove the bone? Not hulls, but the remains?
Usually no.
Oh no.
I think he's gonna need it gone, or it's gonna take a long time. It's not like we have a hospital to transfer him to. Okay. Simon, I'm sorry, but I have to elevate your leg and apply pressure. And, Josefa, what's that?
Just water. Clean.
Okay. Break the salt packet and pour it in. Shake it up. And then punch a hole in the lid. You ready, Simon?
What? No! No! Stop this shit!
Sorry. Okay, lay down. You need your heart as low as possible. Wow. Okay, so there's some smaller shards stuck like splinters, but the big one?
A long bone of some kind. Possibly from a neck. I'm sorry.
No problem, Professor. Sorry to contaminate the samples.
Professor, the solution is...
Yes.
Now hold still. Once I wash it off, I'll pull out some of the smaller pieces.
What about the larger one?
We'll see what it looks like once we clear away some of the blood. Hi, how you doing, Simon?
Honestly, like, real shit! You're gonna take the bone out?
Looks like it. The smaller shards are out. I can't really splint the foot or efficiently stop the bleeding until it's out.
And you can do that? Like, stop the bleeding?
I think I can. Once it's out, we'll clean it up, and we'll wrap it to apply pressure, and then splint it at an angle so you may be able to support weight. May. Here, take these. One's an antibiotic, and the other should help with pain. Hey, you're not allergic to anything, are you?
Pineapples?
You know what you're doing, Eva. It's very impressive.
Thank you. I trained in mountaineering-oriented first aid after I finished hiking Mount Rainier. Not that I ever hoped to use it.
Well, I'm glad you did. R? okay, so?
I pull the skewer out. Dr. Guerrero applies pressure. We wrap it and splint it. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Good. Three. Hand me the splint.
Whoa! Turn off the recorder, damn it.
Yeah.
The following is a written note from Miss Moreno's small flip journal. No notes of consequence are written in the book before this, except for flight information regarding her arrival in Argentina. There is blood on the first page, and these notes span about six small pages.
I wish I hadn't have spoken with Dr. Liu. I can't get what she said out of my head. And the pictures in her books? Pros and cons. Pros. This site could make my career. Dr. Ureta can't ignore my contribution. Dr. Guerrero offered me a job at the Universidad de Chile once I finished my doctorate. Or almost. Got to go to Patagonia with no money out of pocket. My new mountaineering boots have been perfect. Collected vital samples for possible change to population timeline. The coffee is not bad, and I've done a lot of walking. Cons. Dr. Ureta's missing. Dr. Liu thinks something mystical is going on. Simon got skewered. Lucas has gone crazy. The statues disappear and return, and we still don't know what that means. We can't find the satellite phone. My arm itches and stings all day. The fog makes the hike more dangerous. If the fog holds, the helicopter won't come get us. The snow won't stop, and it's getting colder every day. The site currently makes very little sense to me, or to the project leads. Both pro and con, I got to punch someone today, and it felt both exhilarating and terrifying. I think there's something more Dr. Liu's trying to tell me, but she's been going on about the site back in China, and I cannot make that illogical leap. Simon seems pretty convinced that she has a basic lexicon figured out based on the way she stares at the glyphs. But that's impossible. I'd tell him that, but I think it's rude to kick a man when he's napping after a recent debridement of guanaco bone. Notes on video. I was watching the video recording from last night. Dr. Ureta is in one of them for a bit. She talks to someone and then walks back down the mountain. She might never have made it back to Base Camp Piedra, and I don't know who it was she was speaking with. Again, something knocks over the cameras and there's this noise, but I'll have to watch it again. There's this movement in the dark, something darker moving against the rest of the dark. I'll need to look. It's hard to see.
This short clip was recorded on the phone of Dr. Liu. The video is spinning in circles, possibly in her attempt to keep the camera pointed in the direction of the noise. During an early rotation, we see a flat section of the tent wall next to a blue LED lamp. During a later rotation, the same section of wall has a long tear in the heavy cloth.
Who's there? Ava? Lucas?
That's
someone. If someone's playing a joke on me, you should know I am not enjoying it. Also, I have a cooking pan and could hurt you. I'm so sorry. I had the music on. I thought you were something else.
No, I'm fine. You just frightened me with a pan. I thought I might get hit. What happened to the tent? No, excuse me. I need a first aid kit. Paul got hurt.
How hurt? What happened?
Be careful, but come up to the cave soon. And keep an eye out for Lucas and Carito.
Oh. 如果你看得到他, 他也看得到你。 你听得到他, 他也听得到你。
The next recording is brief. It was originally recorded on Dr. Liu's phone approximately 35 minutes after the end of the previous recording and saved to the backup.
How do I get out? The answer must be in a stone.
Dr. Liu, is that you?
Yes, I'm on the way up.
Are you all right? Did you see Dr. Ureta or Lucas?
I don't understand. What is going on? Josepha said Simon is hurt.
Yes, Lucas attacked us, so...
Shh. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
I heard rocks. Maybe something moving.
Dr. Ureta?
No, I don't think it's her.
Well, we need to keep an eye on each other. Lucas ran off, and I don't know if we should be relieved or worried. And the fog and snow is making the climb up to the cave more dangerous.
No one has seen Carito?
No.
Why did Lucas attack you? Was he acting strange?
Well, he was singing something to himself, which is fine, but he started touching the statues, and Simon said he was scratching at the glyphs before.
What kind of song? Did you know it? Did you?
No, it was in Portuguese. And I didn't hear it too well before he grabbed me. And then Simon was on the floor, so I didn't really focus on the song.
Have you thought about what I said? That we should leave?
Well, we need to leave. Simon needs to go to a hospital. The helicopter should come in a couple of days, even if we can't reach Hector.
I don't think the helicopter's coming.
What?
It cannot come, not in this fog, and I'm not certain it was ever coming.
I'm sorry, Dr. Liu, but I don't think that's true. We all want to go home.
You do. Simon does. Dr. Guerrero will want to as well, for supplies, references, preparations, maybe to see your family. Dr. Ureta, maybe she already tried. But Lucas, I am not sure. He can't get anyone on the radio. He tells us. The satellite phone is gone. None of us ever spoke to Hector.
Dr. Liu, this needs to stop.
You don't have to believe me, but it may be safer if you do.
There's no evidence.
I have a video to show you later.
Good. You've made it back safely. I think it may take all of us to get Hall back down to the tent.
How are you?
Not great. I haven't tried walking on it yet, but I can tell you trying to move my ankle is like dipping my foot in boiling oil. Sorry, I'm just agitated.
Hey, Simon, did you ever see Lucas with the radio?
A few times. He was on it this morning, too.
So you saw him talking to someone? Heard him?
No. I saw him take the container, and I've seen him with the radio in his hand, but he usually goes outside to make calls.
Stupid bugs! Okay, well, we need to find the radio. It's not lost. We've seen it. Maybe we can use it to call the town. I'm going to go back to the tent. I'll be back really quick.
Not alone. I'm going with you. Lou, can you stay here with Hal?
Yes, but be careful. Something is down there.
Whoa. What do you mean something is down there?
One moment. I have a video to show you.
The recording stops there. The next document was a written report by Dr. Josepha Guerrero. The note is in the back pages of a black spiral-bound notebook that had previously been used to sketch out the site maps and label locations of interest. This is only a section of the note. Additional sections will be presented later on.
Estoy agotada, pero no me puedo dormir. Siento como la sangre me palpita en los oídos y estoy sumamente preocupada. Estamos atrapados en esta cueva por esta noche y estamos todos muy incómodos.
I am tired, but I cannot fall asleep. My blood is pounding in my ears, and I am wrought with worry. We're stuck up here in the cave side for the night, and we're all uncomfortable. Those of us who are left. So much has happened, and in such a short span of time. Early this evening, Hall was injured, and we are worried about trying to move him down the mountain. To reach out for help, Eva and I left Hall and Liu in the cave while we went to search for the radio. The last time any of us saw the radio, Lucas has used it and placed it back in the tents, just inside the entry. We heard something near us during our descent down the path. I think it was Lucas, watching us from the fog, and I thought I saw him at one point. The figure was tall, like Lucas, but it was such a skinny thing. We also heard the hissing from a condor, and we know those are somewhere here. Nothing mattered when we reached the tents. Eva and I made it to base camp easily enough, even in the fog. There was a sound, like a humming, and again, I thought it was Lucas or Carito. When we opened the tent, it was the insects. They had moved into the tent so quickly, and they moved like a singular vibrating mass. I grabbed the radio container from inside of the entryway, and Eva was able to grab several of our larger coats. When we retreated back to the cave, Eva and I discussed a most curious thing. The insects do not chase her. They don't dive for her or swarm her as they do me. She has volunteered to return to the camp tents for additional supplies, alone. Hall and I have been trying to reach out with the radio. Neither of us know the proper radio etiquette, only what we've seen in movies. But we're trying, and the radio itself seems to be operational. We don't know what channel to search for, and the instructions that are left intact are in Portuguese. Hall is figuring it out, I think, but we've only found one channel with any response so far, and it was highly disturbing.
Along the margins of this section were crossed out several numbers, possibly a list of attempted radio channels. This next recording is relevant to Dr. Guerrero's discussion of the radio, and so was inserted here. It was originally recorded on Dr. Liu's smartphone.
Do you have it recording?
Yes.
Good. Ava's going to want to hear this when she gets back. Okay, let's try again. Professor?
Emergencia, emergencia. Aquí la doctora Josefa Guerrero. Josefa Guerrero. Mi equipo y yo estamos atrapados en el lado oeste de Cerro Tor. Necesitamos ayuda. Necesitamos ayuda. Un miembro de mi equipo está herido.
Here it is. Do you understand any of that?
No, nothing.
No. I don't know what language that is.
I can't hear anything too clearly.
I'm not even sure it's language.
Should we try a different frequency?
We have this one, but we need to try and reach the town. Call in one more time, but tell them we're switching frequencies. Then we'll move on.
Emergencia, emergencia, aquí la doctora Josefa Guerrero. Josefa Guerrero, mi equipo y yo estamos atrapados en el lado oeste de Cerro Tor. Necesitamos ayuda, un miembro de mi equipo está herido. Hemos recibido algún tipo de transmisión aquí, pero nos estamos cambiando de frecuencia.
All right, new channel.
Do you need us on anymore?
No, thanks, you can stop it.
This concludes the records from the day of Mr. Hall's injury and preceding the loss of the Base Camp Piedra tents to the insect swarm. This completes the seventh set of documents related to the archaeological team sent to examine and record the petroglyphs found in the Patagonian ice field above Base Camp Piedra. The White Vault.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.